Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
To me, one of the funniest stories of the day was a little thing that came out of Boston where the World Cup and soccer fans were in town from Scotland. Of course, Boston's a big Irish town, and several of the bars, including the Sam Adams Tap Room, ran out of beer.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News. Listen weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, call or text. Or just text, really, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of about 94 today, with a chance of thunderstorms later tonight, only about 35% chance of rain, but it is still there. So, but it's going to be another excessive heat warning in the area again today. They're saying it could get up to 94, but the heat index could be up to 110. Youch. Escambia County wants to shut down a homeless camp in Montclair. Here's the thing, people, they're saying people have to leave, but there's no plan for where they need to actually go. Boy, this is like deja vu. Remember we had the homeless camp underneath the I-110 bridge? And it was like a year and a half of well, you got to leave. And they're like, okay, sure. Where are we going to go? This is where we live. And it was finally the state actually owns the land underneath the I-110 bridge or something like that. I think it was the state. But they came in and finally were like, we're evicting. And it was like one day where they just got rid of everybody. But then there was no place for them to go, so eventually they set up another homeless camp in Montclair. There's no alternative shelter or resources for these residents. And so this is something that, you know, we've talked about before. Homelessness is not just it's not a Pensacola problem. It's a nationwide issue. And I do think it's, something you see maybe a little bit greater issue in warmer climate cities like LA, right? Miami, place like this, where, you know, you go up to cold climate areas, not that they don't have homelessness in Minneapolis, Minnesota, they do, but they don't have these massive camps that we end up seeing that pop up in like LA and other parts of California and here that we keep seeing coming up. So there's other cities in Florida that are dealing with encampment issues too. And what we've continually seen is what we saw with the I-110 encampment. If you just evict them from the camp area without a plan or a solution for another place for them to go, then the camp just ends up setting up somewhere else. So there's, I don't know anybody who's like okay with the encampment over by Montclair. You know, it's not, you're not saying, oh, well, you know, you should be okay with these people. No, nobody's saying that, but there's no like true plan to try to get them somewhere. So if you just kick them out of Montclair, they're just going to find another place. That's my point. A record 20% of house hunters looked to relocate in quarter one. Ooh, yeah. 19.1% of house hunters searched for homes outside of their metro. It's the highest share since records began in 2021. The top place that people are looking to move? Florida. Yeah. Dominates with Orlando, Northport, Miami, and Cape Coral in the top six. But less people are moving here than what they were. Miami dropped, as far as inflow, dropped from 28,000 in 2022 down to 6,500 in this first quarter. Austin, Texas, went from gaining 14,000 people 5 years ago to actually losing people now, an outflow of Austin, Texas. Same thing with Charlotte, North Carolina. 5 years ago, they had about 3,200 people moved there. Now, 1,700 people moved out. California continues to have this massive outflow. In fact, California's net outflow is roughly double New York's. Sheesh. The main reason people are looking to move, or the reason why they're not looking at a place in their own metro, remote work. Return to office mandates are putting the brakes on some relocations, but people are looking for jobs that allow remote work so that they can move to places where they want to live. So I thought that was kind of interesting as well. Google just expanded home listing ads. Interesting. Bright MLS, the largest in the country with 101,000 members, is the first major player launching listings to go live on Google search today. Free listing exposure appears above traditional portals like Zillow and Realtor.com. It'll have agent name and contact information prominently displayed. So this is big for real estate agents. Participation isn't automatic. Your MLS and brokerage must have to opt in, and individual agents can still exclude listings by selecting internet no. It's a two-part deal. Free Google search placement plus optional paid ads through Google Local ad services if you want to advertise your listing. Holy smokes. All right, 6:15. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with PJ. And then we got history of the Blue Angels right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. Gulf Beach Highway, not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. This History of the Blues brought to you by Dan Stewart Law Firm.
In 1953, the Blue Angels were scheduled to change over to a newer version of the F9F Panther, the F9F6 Cougar. They took delivery on August 4, 1953. While flying the new planes from New York to their home at Corpus Christi, Lieutenant Commander Ray Hawkins experienced a life-threatening malfunction at supersonic speed. The six planes were flying in a line-abreast formation at 40,000 feet over Mississippi when Hawkins' plane suddenly went out of control. He was thrown down into a vertical loop, screaming towards Earth. Despite his best attempts to adjust the trim to recover, the plane dove deeper and faster. Centrifugal force was pulling him out of his seat, although the seatbelts and canopy prevented him from falling out. A glance at the instrument panel showed he was losing altitude quickly and was traveling well over the speed of sound. The tremendous G-forces prevented him from reaching the lever that would jettison the canopy and a moment later eject the pilot. Fortunately, he was able to reach the emergency lever that ejected the seat and pilot, albeit by blasting through the plastic canopy. He survived the ordeal with a few cuts and scratches and one cracked rib. He was the first Navy pilot to make an ejection at such high speeds and survive. Years later, Ray Hawkins became the chief of staff for the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation at NAS Pensacola. The problem with his plane was caused by a malfunction in the hydraulic valves that controlled the flying tail. The F9-F6 Cougars never did find a home with the Blue Angels, and the 1953 season was completed with the F9-F Panthers. In 1954, the Blue Angels welcomed its first Marine aviator, Captain Chuck Height, to the team. Since then, it has been tradition to reserve at least one of the six pilot positions for a representative of the United States Marine Corps. Between the 1954 and 1955 seasons, the Blue Angels made the transition to another Grumman Cougar, the swept-wing F9F8. And at the beginning of the 55 season, the Blue Angels flew their Cougars to their new home base, Sherman Field, on board NAS Pensacola, where they've remained ever since. I'll be back with more after this.
Make it clear, every child is wanted.
Hi, folks. This is Bulldog attorney Dan Stewart. The Blue Angels inspire a culture of excellence. Abused or homeless children do not have a jury of their peers. Let's inspire a culture of excellence to protect our children.
We'll hold on, Dan. We'll make it clear that every child is wanted here.
Witness a change of command ceremony like you've never seen before. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Escambia County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensuring our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board District 3.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
There you have it.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, good morning, Bobby. Aftershocks from the devastating earthquakes in Venezuela are apparently complicating rescue efforts there. Officials are still combing through rubble and collapsed buildings, searching for thousands of people who are still missing and trapped. And the death toll there is now up to more than 1,700. We're going to be watching the Supreme Court today. They'll be handing down rulings on a couple of major cases, birthright citizenship and transgender athlete bans. And Bobby, a Medicare pilot plan will now be covering most prescribed GLP-1s. The Medicare GLP-1 Bridge Program is launching here on July 1st. And participants, if they meet certain criteria like height and weight and have comorbidities, will be eligible for that program with a $50 copay.
Oh, that's a pretty good one right there. You're always looking for different things to save you money, for sure. Definitely. We talked about the Supreme Court, what the rulings will come out later today. We'll talk about that more again next hour, but that's a pretty big one right there. The birthright citizenship, as well as the transgender athlete bans. I know a lot of people I'm talking to are kind of, they're holding their breath, anxious to hear how the Supreme Court will rule on the transgender athlete ban as well, because whether you think it's right or wrong, it still comes down to legality, right? Whether or not it's still legal and how the court will view it. Not that the courts can't be overturned. They have been in the past, but it takes a lot to overturn the court. So if they come out with a ruling in favor or against the bans, either way, it'll take a while before that can get turned around. So. Thanks, David. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Here's something kind of cool that's happening here this week. Alabama is sinking a casino boat. Yeah, that's right. They're going to be sinking the casino boat off of Orange Beach. And like, not right off the beach, but, you know, it's going to be an artificial reef. So, you know, we do this outside of Destin quite a bit. So there's quite a few artificial. You can actually Google it, look up a map of all the artificial reefs out there, and there's quite a few of them. But this one's kind of cool, big old casino boat. And so it'll give a new diving spot and things like that right off of Orange Beach. Florida Highway Patrol looking to try to win their fourth straight best looking cruiser title. That's right. They're the reigning best looking cop car champion. They won 3 years straight. They're going for number four. It sounds silly, but it actually raises money for the troopers and for their families. And yeah, I don't know if you've seen the vehicles in the past, but we got a pretty nice looking vehicle. And so when it comes to other, at least compared to other states. So the contest raises awareness for the American Association of State Troopers, which is founded by Florida State Troopers in 89, is headquartered in Tallahassee. And so proceeds from the calendar sales support the foundation. So kind of a cool thing right there that's going on. We were just talking about a lot of outflow and inflow. People are looking at real estate. 20% is a record high since 2021. Since they've been tracking it, a record high number of people were looking to move outside of their district, outside of their metro area. And Florida's got the number one, like we're on the number one place on people's radar of people wanting to come here. Orlando, Miami, Northport, places like that, Cape Coral. And so we're the number one inflow place. Places that used to be top inflow was places like Texas, but then now they're seeing Austin, for example, has an outflow of people now. People are leaving Austin. So I've got a child care costs by state I want to share with you, but first let's get traffic on the fives with PJ.
Thanks. Still running accident-free. No delays in Oliver Burgess. Davis Highway is clear to the I-10 overpass. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
So when it comes to the cost of child care, I get this from Wallet Hub. Of course, child care places a huge burden on financial burden on families. I've known people who one of the spouses, either husband or wife, will be a stay-at-home mom or dad. And it's not even because they feel like this is the best thing for kids. It's because they're like, if I went to work, I would just be covering child care anyway. So it's a wash because of how expensive child care has gotten. So according to Wallet Hub, a married couple spend nearly 14% of their income on child care. A single parent, 59%. Yowzos. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 66.3% of families with children have both parents employed. So that makes child care a necessity, not just a want. It's a need. And so let's look. So when it comes to married couple family ranking as far as child care cost, the state of Florida, we come in 24th overall. So not too bad, not too shabby. Alabama, 49th. It's one of the lowest costs in the country. Comes out to only 7.39% of the household income. Here in Florida, since we're at 24%, we're at 9.78%. So we're still lower than the national average as well. What about for single parents, though? Both Alabama and Florida were both low on the list. Florida, 37th on the list. Alabama, 38th on the list. So that's pretty good. Oh, what are the most expensive places? In case you want to know, it would be for married family. This is a surprise. Married families, Nebraska, or married couples. Nebraska has the highest cost of child care per family, followed by California, New York, Oregon, and Washington. For single single parents, D.C., Massachusetts, New York, Washington, and California. Yeah, that seems to be a little bit more correct. Surprised that Nebraska has such a high cost of living. But here in Florida and Alabama, we're like right in the middle of the pack right there. All right, we've got to get a quick break. We'll come back here on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
There's no break, sir.
Oh, no break. Sweet. I thought that was a break right there. All right, cool. U.S. murder rate approaches a record low. That is awesome. So we're getting safer. Yesterday we covered a story that we're seeing road rage, fatal road rage incidences increasing. But when we look at the U.S. murder rate that came out, it's actually on the decline. So the numbers show that, and it's not like a one-off year. It is actually on a decline. So that's a fantastic thing right there. All right, back to the economy here. A lot of Americans still feeling down on the economy, even though headlines are saying, hey, jobs are coming back, unemployment's low, and blah, blah, blah. Well, workers' share of national income hit 54% in early 2026. So national income, all the money that's coming in for that people make, just regular W-2 employees' share of it, is 54%. Okay, how does that rank? Well, that's the lowest since 1947 when tracking began. Ooh, that's not good. In the 1940s, workers captured 65% of income. By early 2020, 57.7%, showing just a steady decline even post-pandemic. Corporate profit share going to worker paychecks fell from 77.8% in early 2020 to 71.3%. So just give you some things right there. So just the past 5 years, corporate profit sharing has dropped 6% overall in the country. Since 2020, workers' share of income has dropped by 3.6% since 2020. And union membership collapsed to just 10% today after a 10% drop over a 20-year period. Federal minimum wage at its lowest inflation-adjusted value in 50 years.
D'Angelosi, the Supreme Court is set to release its final decisions before summer break, and we're waiting on two big cases, one about birthright citizenship.
Since its ratification following the Civil War, the 14th Amendment has been understood to grant U.S. citizenship to anyone born on American soil. An executive order from President Trump would end that for children born to parents in the country illegally or temporarily. Most justices appeared skeptical of the Trump administration's case.
Fox's Jared Halpern and the other.
The Supreme Court will decide whether Idaho and West Virginia's laws preventing transgender athletes from participating in girls' and women's school sports teams can stand.
That is Fox's Kristen Goodwin, U.S. envoys Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff, and Iranian officials are in Qatar for indirect talks after a tense weekend, threatened to put their peace deal at risk. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 77 degrees with partly cloudy skies. We'll get a look at our forecast. Brooke Richardson has that for us in just a few minutes. Well, the city of Milton's former chief financial officer has been officially terminated following an investigation into nearly $600,000 discrepancy between the city financial records and bank balances. Curtis Krebs, a 19-year city employee, was removed from paid administrative leave on June 24th. The PNJ reports that in a lengthy rebuttal, Krebs placed much of the blame on city manager Ed Spears, saying the city's books had been out of balance for more than 20 years before he became CFO, and said that he had repeatedly flagged the issues, including problems tied to a ransomware attack and a rocky payroll transition. The city's human resources director says Krebs' explanations don't change the underlying findings that supported the termination. Now, Governor DeSantis has vetoed $1.6 billion in line items from the state budget he signed on Monday. Several Northwest Florida projects were on that chopping block among the cuts. $500,000 to expand the PACE Elder Care Program across Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. $1.3 million for an Escambia County Hazardous Materials Response Vehicle, and $750,000 for Fort Walton Beach's Highway 98 Around the Mound project. Several other regional projects were also cut, including funding for Escambia County's emergency dispatch upgrades and station management systems. A retired casino riverboat will be sunk off the coast of Orange Beach Wednesday to become Alabama's newest artificial reef. The Argosy 6, a 408-foot four-level vessel, has been stripped down now, and that'll be placed 23 nautical miles south of Orange Beach. Officials say the reef will help support red snapper, amberjack, and other species in the area with a limited natural reef structure. Escambia County Sheriff has a warning for drug dealers operating in the county.
It's just a matter of time. If you're selling drugs in our community, it is just a matter of time. In fact, if you're doing a lot of it, we probably already know your name. We probably already know where you live, and we're working on getting that probable cause to go ahead and get that search warrant.
Sheriff Chip Simmons talked with Channel 3. That warning comes after the latest in a string of drug house raids. This one on last Friday on Muldoon Road, where deputies say they seized 37 grams of fentanyl. More than 30 search warrants on suspected drug houses have been executed just this year. Now, Florida Senator Rick Scott says he doesn't have any interest in a third attempt at becoming the Senate Republican leader, despite some speculation following reports that he invited President Trump to a senator's lunch without informing Majority Leader John Thune. Scott says he's fine with Thune remaining leader, and he says there won't be a vote on that. It is 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3. PJ's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Drive is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Progressive Commercial protects truck owners with specialized coverages for heavy trucks. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Things are looking really good out there. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Navarre, that's looking good as well. Not showing any slowdowns in Pine Forest or Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5.
We are going to be seeing a chance of rain today. 70% chance of those showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm, high near 92. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Thursday, mostly sunny skies, 20% chance of rain, high near 92. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 77 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us today at 10 a.m. to find out what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The board recommends approving.
Regarding that seat on the committee, we're promoting.
To boost quarterly earnings.
Every day, shareholders meet to discuss important matters about the companies you invest in. Now you can easily make your voice heard. Vanguard Investor Choice gives you a say in the companies you invest in. With just a few taps, you can set your proxy voting preference for your index funds. Visit vanguard.com/investor choice to learn more. Vanguard Investors own shares of our index funds, which own shares of the companies they invest in. Available for Vanguard index funds that participate in Investor Choice. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up.
Always caught up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7
on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text us 850-437-1620. It's 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area. It's going to be a high of about 94 today. So so there is a chance of thunderstorms later tonight, like 35% chance, but we'll have to see what happens with that. Let's see here. Coming up here at the beginning of next hour, we'll talk a little bit more about the Supreme Court rulings that are going on and things like that. But I saw this story here. Mel Brooks just turned 100. Turned 100 years old. His secret to living, it's probably not what you expect, but it's encouraging. His secret to living is a sense of humor. Yeah. A 15-year Norwegian study tracked 50,000 plus people and found that humor correlates with significantly lower mortality rates. Women with a high sense of humor, 48% lower risk of death from any cause, 73% lower risk from heart disease. Men with a high sense of humor, 83% lower risk of dying from infection. Nice. So yeah, Mel Brooks, comedy legend, credited laughter specifically as his longevity secret in a recent People interview. The sense of humor metric is scientifically validated. So yeah, and it's not just feel good stuff. It's actually legit. You know, I remember seeing something about Mel Brooks a few years ago that gave me a whole new, like, different perspective of him. And that was in his younger years, in World War II, he was recruited to take the Army General Classification class, an IQ test. He received high scores, was sent to Army Specialized Training, and he was drafted in the U.S. Army. 12 weeks later, when he turned 18, he officially joined the Army, and then he was stationed overseas. He participated in the Battle of the Bulge. I'm like, wait, what? Like, I found all this stuff out and I was just like blown away at a lot of the stuff that he did. One of the things that he had to do was he was tasked with landmine location. He didn't defuse the landmines, but he was part of the squadron or the battalion that had to find landmines and defuse them. And his job was to find them. And I'm like, okay, look, you know what? This is why he has such a sense of humor. That's got to be such a massively stressful job that you get out of that. You get out of landmine location. You're like, you know what? I just want to laugh. And you can see humor in just about everything. And so there's a lot of things, obviously a lot of his comedy has been very like sketchy in some aspects, a lot of the jokes and stuff like that. And he's like, no, look at it. He's like, what do I care? I almost blew up with landmines all the time. What's the worst you can do to me? It gave me a whole new perspective of Mel Brooks when I realized his background of being in World War II and having to find landmines. It's so awesome. I love this story. 84-year-old. It kills me. We got a lawsuit. Maybe it's a legitimate safety complaint. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a creative way to sue a restaurant. 84-year-old guy here in Florida says that Waffle House's strawberry shortcake waffle ad was so tempting, he couldn't look anywhere else when he was walking, and he tripped over the curb. So now he's suing them. Yeah. So, I mean, at the same time, the guy is 84, and, you know, that I'm sure he probably hurt falling down, so that kind of sucks. But at the same time, I think it's hilarious. Like, dude, your strawberry shortcake waffle ad, it's too tempting, man. You're going to make people trip over the curb because we can't get our eyes off of it. That's a good one. That's funny. That's good. Appreciate it. This is a guy. He's a chef. He went from 500 pounds to 200 pounds in just 3 years. And he didn't use some sort of crazy extreme dieting or spent 8 hours a day at the gym. And he loves food still because he's a chef. The one dietary change, not depriving or eliminating key foods, but just reducing the amount. That's the main thing. So he says he's in the best shape of his life. And you know, when it comes down to it, it's about small changes that you can live with. Oh, good advice right there. It's not just, I got to lose weight. Or I'm going to starve myself from this, or I'm going to stop eating ice cream. I can't stop eating ice cream. Are you kidding me? I love ice cream. It's more about, is it a change I can live with? And then not completely reducing or eliminating foods, just, you know, being a little bit easier. By the way, I do think this is important to note that he basically decided that he needed to get, like, change his life, you know, lose the weight or whatever, because he wanted to be there for his family, for his kids. He had kids and he wanted to be there for his kids. So, and I guess he started having major sleep issues. Heart was stopping in the middle of the night, things like that. So he decided, you know what, I need to do this for my kids. So that's what he did. So, all right, it is, by the way, he had already tried, like, stomach surgeries and stuff like that. He'd lose a little bit of weight, then gain it back and things like that. So finally he just realized, I've got to start doing the small things, taking small walks a day, especially when you're at 500 pounds, you can't take long walks. So he started just doing small little walks, started trying to not eat as much of the fattening food and things like that. And just 3 years later, lost 300 pounds. That's awesome. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
That's right. No problems or delays to report. Highway 29 is accident-free through Cantonment. 9 Mile, also accident-free. Not showing any delays in Car City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. All right. We just covered a story of 84-year-old Floridian who tripped over a curb suing Waffle House because, man, their ads were just too nice. I couldn't take my eyes off the ad. Here's the one. Oh, man, I love this so much. Breaking news from here in Florida. 85-year-old guy was pulled over for street racing at night. He was doing 110 miles an hour in his Corvette. And when he was pulled over, the first thing he started doing, and there's body cam footage of this. First thing he started doing is saying, no, I was just defending myself. Defending yourself? Like, what are you getting? No, he meant, like, he's defending himself because they were racing. And so he couldn't let this other car just beat him, you know? So it's a legitimate reason to be speeding is his point. I was legitimately speeding. I wasn't speeding for no frivolous reason. I had to be driving that fast in order to defend my car's status. 85 years. I love it, man. That's how I want to be when I'm 85. That's awesome. Just pull over for street racing. The other one was a Nissan. I don't know if it was a Nissan 370Z. He just had a Nissan sports car. So yeah, that's hilarious. He was driving the Nissan. He was racing a Corvette. That's what it was. and it happened earlier this month. He was arrested and charged with street racing. He didn't maintain he wasn't racing. He was just trying to get away from the other driver who swerved at him, and he was defending himself. Okay. I think it's awesome, though. All right, let's go ahead and get a quick break. We'll come back here on Pensacola Morning News. We've got some things that happened on this day. Plus, the House has passed a new bill to let you know about pertaining to our kids. That's all coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Summer is here, and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
When people imagine what would they do if they won a bunch of money, you know, you think about cars and houses and vacations. Nobody says, man, what I really want is a new roof for my house. But we're all adults. Those of us who own homes know that every once in a while, you've got to replace your roof. That's where Quality Roofing Solutions comes in. They know you don't want their service. Nobody really does. But if you've got any kind of a problem that needs repair, or you need to replace, or you're selling it, and so the insurance company's like, you got to replace. Okay, whatever the case may be, give them a call. Brian Ward started this company 20 years ago, and they've done 10,000 roofs since with a 4.9 rating on Google. That's crazy. Warranted for the lifetime for workmanship of the roof, which also is crazy. Nobody does that. Their goal, his goal, was just to be that local company you could count on who would do what they said they were going to do. I recently had a friend who listened to the show, and she decided to use them. They had several different people come in and do quotes. They weren't the cheapest. I mean, they were close, but they weren't the cheapest, and they weren't the most expensive, obviously. She decided to go with them because I talk about them, and she was satisfied. They did what they're supposed to do, which is what you want from a contractor, which is kind of their goal. Let's just be the reliable place people can count on, give a fair value for a good price, and talk to people like they're normal. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's fan favorites Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs. High-energy rock, R&B, swing, funk, soul, and one of the funkiest horn sections anywhere. It's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Tune in Thursday at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Angela Sherrill and Will Maven, realtors with Cannell & Company Realty, will be sharing insights on today's market, what buyers and sellers need to know right now, and discuss new home subdivisions in Santa Rosa County. They'll be joined by special guest Dan DeBose from Adams Homes of Northwest Florida, Santa Rosa County, Thursday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Santa Rosa, I am Jill Broxson-Teston, a parent of four amazing children. I understand a strong school system is one of the most important investments we can make in our children's future. That's why I'm running for School Board District 5. My mission is to be your strong advocate for our public school system. I'll lead with transparency and steady leadership to help ensure the long-term success of our district. On August 18th, I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxson-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3, with wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Here's some things that happened today. Michael Phelps, he was born today. He turns 39 years old. Greatest Olympic athlete of all time with 23 medals. A.J. Brown, the NFL football player. I was very upset when the Tennessee Titans got rid of him and went over to the Eagles. Well, he's turned 27 today, And Cody Rhodes, if you're into wrestling, WWE, AEW star, the American Nightmare. He also turns 39, same age as Michael Phelps, so kind of cool right there. Today in history, back in 1972, the first leap second is added to the UTC time. The world literally added an extra second to the day. The leap second was born to keep our atomic clocks aligned with Earth's slightly slowing rotation. It's been causing IT headaches pretty much ever since. In 1973, this is cool. Imagine being on a plane going so fast, you literally chase down the moon's shadow across the Earth. That's exactly what happened in 1973 when the Concorde supersonic jet positioned itself to experience the longest total eclipse ever recorded. Scientists on board got over 70 minutes of totality instead of the normal 7 minutes. Oh, wow. So cool. And then let's see here. In 2019, today was the day that a sitting U.S. president, Donald J. Trump, did something no other sitting president had ever done. He set foot in North Korea. Even though controversial at the time, the handshake between Trump and Kim Jong-un was historic. Like I said, whether you thought it was diplomacy or just a PR stunt, either way, still pretty historic. So pretty cool thing right there. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. The U.S. House just passed a kids' online safety package. It's sparking a watchdog pushback a little bit. It's headed to a Senate showdown, so not sure if it's going to pass. But this bill has been put up multiple times, and this is the first time it's actually passed the House. It's talking about protecting children versus privacy concerns. So the House passed the kids' online safety package with bipartisan support, and the bill targets algorithmic recommendations and limits how platforms can target ads to minors under 18. Now, I know there's already been things. There's geofencing type things where you cannot geofence elementary schools, really any school, public school of any sort. Those changes came about probably like 6-7 years ago. So there's been things already been in works for a while to try to prevent or limit how platforms can target ads to minors. But now this is trying to do even more. It includes provisions on notification tools so kids know when they're being engaged by algorithms. I think that's dumb because everybody ignores notification tools like that. I was just talking to somebody the other day who's like, they're just so upset. Like, I hate all these pop-ups of like cookies and stuff. I'm like, yeah, but the laws now require it that they have to inform you that you're being tracked with cookies. And so they're like, well, I just hate that everybody has cookies. I'm like, oh, everybody has cookies. Now it's just a matter of they have to let you know that they have cookies. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives real quick.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Not showing any delays on Pine Forest. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right, continuing on here with this bill that passed in the House. Social media companies will face tougher standards on content moderation for young users. And this is one area where both parties agree that something needs to happen, but there's been debate. Like I said, this has been put up for a while, and this is the first time it's actually passed. And it'll probably have even more debate in the Senate because everybody agrees that stuff needs to happen. It's just exactly how to get that to happen is we're not quite sure yet. I like this story too. Here's a weird one. Here's a weird one out of LA. This is usually a Florida man type of story, but this time it's in LA. A guy on a scooter, riding a scooter, was firing a BB gun at naked bike riders and has been arrested, and he's facing serious charges. Yeah, he's arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. Deadly? I don't know about deadly, but he was firing a BB gun at nude cyclists, and at least two people were injured. There's a naked bike riding event. It's a recurring event in LA, of course, It apparently permitted, I guess. I guess they don't have public decency laws there. I don't know. Police gave the cyclist protection at the scene. Okay. And in California, BB gun laws are so technically considered air rifles in some contexts, but deadly weapon charges suggest real damage could happen. So I'm like, I don't know, man. I feel like the guy's kind of a hero. You got a bunch of naked bike riders going down your street and the dude shooting with a BB gun. Like, you're not going to seriously injure somebody. I mean, you could shoot somebody's eye out. But that's about... I've been shot with a BB gun. My brother shot me. It's just, I was like 15. He was like 9. He thought it was really funny. I turn around from changing the target out, and he's aimed the gun straight at me. I was like, oh, geez. And I jumped like away, like out of his sight. And I guess he's just a really bad shot because I jumped into the BB. Because when I jumped off to the side, and then it hit me in the collarbone and like ricocheted off the collarbone. So I guess I would have been better if I just stood still. Then he would have missed me. Oh, yeah. So this guy, I feel bad. Like, I'm not saying he should be shooting people with a BB gun. Like, to be honest, you shouldn't be shooting people with BB guns. I get what he's trying to do. Maybe a paintball gun, though. That would have been okay. Just kidding. Paintball gun probably hurts worse. Pensacola Morning News, Andrew McCann, Bobby Rossi. Filling in for Andrew.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio.